I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. Welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we got a show tonight that's just jam-packed with information. We're going to be talking about frequency, and since everything in the whole universe is a frequency, I guess we're going to be covering a lot of ground. And if you're new to ET Yoga, I highly suggest you grab a pen or a pencil and be prepared to take some notes on things that you might want to follow up after the show. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off this evening in the normal way with the Japa Yoga chant by Sri Swami Sachidananda.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, doing the Hari Om mantra meditation. And later in the show, we'll be giving you a little bit more information concerning mantras and their frequencies. But before we get into that topic, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with your appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I'd like to begin by thanking everybody that listens to ET Yoga, especially those that write in and make comments, because it's such a joy to do the program, and obviously, according to ET Yoga thinking, there can't be an event without a frequency match to balance it out. And clearly, if you resonate with the information on ET Yoga, all I think I could say is, wow, what a pleasure to be able to have an audience that can resonate with this kind of information. And tonight's program is all about frequencies. And when I think of frequency, one of the first things I think of and that comes to my mind is about 25, 30 years ago, one of Swami Satchidananda's disciples, actually, Madhuri Honeyman, gave me a book called Bringers of the Dawn. And in that book was the amazing technique of Pillar of Light. And it's all about a pillar of light that you intend coming down from source energy down through all 12 of your chakras, 7 inside the body and 5 outside. And with proper technique, this energy makes your frequency higher because it raises your light quotient. And for those that want a really good explanation in detail for free, by the way, all you need to do is go into the archives of this program, ET Yoga at BBS Radio, and you can do that by going online at BBS Radio and going into the archives, or you can go to my website, www.etyoga.com, and hit the Radio Archives button that's on the main page, and it'll take you right into them, and go to the June 7th, 2014 program. And that program is all about techniques. And it includes on there things like the Who Am I technique, Merkaba meditations. It's got the XYZ, Bashar meditation, the Pillar of Light. And as I mentioned, my favorite is that Who Am I technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And this is a good way for you after the program, if you're interested in following up on techniques that will raise your frequency. That's a great one, in my opinion. The next thing that comes to my mind when I think of frequencies is clearly all the research that's being done now on frequencies. And as far as I'm concerned, the top three in my book are unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion. There's your top three frequencies, and this has been proven in medical labs that these frequencies raise the immune system anywhere from, I don't know, from on a scale from 1 to hundreds of thousands of times, makes it stronger. And why? Because they're high frequencies. And so it turns out disease is low frequency. And watching TV is low frequency. Eating meat is low frequency. So if we start talking about frequencies and you're at all interested in maintaining higher frequencies, what you focus on is reflective in your frequency, which also takes us into the whole subject about your overall emotional frequency. So the higher the emotion, the higher your frequency. And for example, it's kind of like in the King Arthur story, pulling the sword from the stone. When you are in a good emotional frame of mind, you're pulling the sword from the stone. When you're not in a good emotional frame of mind, you're attracting lower frequencies. And lots of research out there now about different frequencies and emotions and which ones are emitted. Certainly guilt and shame are very, very low vibrating frequencies. And this whole concept then connects with deservability. And when we start talking about doing reality creation techniques, Bashar would say that you can only expect minimal results without spending some time and effort making sure that you're good in the deservability area. And by virtue of the very fact that you exist, you're unconditionally loved by Prime Creator or Source. And proof of that is that it supports you 100% in all of your beliefs. And that's where his teachings come in, talking about how belief is a perfect reflector of what's happening in your outside world, that your beliefs, your emotions, your definitions, these are the things with your emotions that create your outside circumstances. And this whole information, of course, we talk a lot about with reference to the whole program of ET Yoga. And some of the information on tonight's program actually comes from a site called Jill's Wings of Light, and that's from Jill Mattison, M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, and she's been doing lots of research concerning frequencies and music's effect on humanity and consciousness. And I might say that another one of the joys for me doing ET Yoga is that every time I do a program, I always learn a couple new things. And I'll be surprised if after the end of tonight's program, you haven't learned a couple of new things as well. And music's effect on humanity and consciousness, I'd like to start off with sparse writings from Rudolf Steiner that discuss the musical system of the ancient Lemurians and Atlanteans. And the earlier civilization, the Lemurians, listened to a descending musical scale in which the smallest distance between adjacent tones was equivalent to 9 of our notes. And to me, that's just a staggering observation, 9 of our notes. This music connected the listener with the divine. And later, the Atlanteans claimed to enjoy a descending musical scale, with its notes closer together, yet neighboring notes still represented 7 of our musical notes, and the Atlantean music connected man to his own divine spirit. In order to hear Lemurian or Atlantean music, one would need clairaudience, as few notes would be within our hearing range. The ancient Indian and Persian epics boasted of a musical system built on the interval of 6 of our notes. Persian cosmetology, mingled with writings about Zoroaster, reflect that music escorted man towards a connection with the next lower hierarchy of spirit, the planetary logos, providing a spiritual experience. And increased historical documents shed light on music of ancient Egypt and China. Music was believed to be a powerful controlling influence on the population. The rulers regulated and policed the music people heard. By controlling the vibrations that people were exposed to, the officials believed they yielded a strong influence over them. And ancient Chinese rulers believed that each musical note was a connection to the divine. The rulers orchestrated concerts with 10,000 players, making plentiful and powerful connections to the divine. And in a current comparison, the Latvian country of Estonia sponsors a week-long song fest every 5 years, and these historic concerts boast of 500,000 sound-healing singers, a good showing for a country of only 1 million people. And many credit the historic courage of this tiny nation to achieve independence to the energy created by this vitalizing, sound-healing, musical experience. Ancient Chinese music used 12 notes. Each note was five of our notes apart and was referred to as the lu scale. Musical sounds floated like the sounds of wind chimes, with no beginnings or endings. Tones still descended and were said to augment the imagination. And as the stars in the skies journeyed across the horizon, this changing energy was believed to influence people astrologically. And the music or musical astrology changed throughout the year, providing support for personal and emotional challenges caused by the vibrations of the planets in motion in our solar system. This musical feng shui varied as energy and nature changed, providing a balancing mechanism for the population. Instruments were made out of the various elements, were exclusively played at certain times, further engineering the balancing and effect of the sound healing music. And I might note, speaking of sound healing music, that Bashar came out with a real doozy here not too long ago. And he's suggesting to listen to Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the Second Movement. And he actually has, if you look up Bashar, Google Bashar on YouTube, and do Beethoven's Seventh, you'll find it there. And it's the first 3 minutes that's the important part. And clearly what Bashar is suggesting here is that Beethoven was downloaded with some higher dimensional information. And it's not only in this piece, but this one in particular is relevant to us today. And I know some friends of mine and I have been doing some meditations around this music, because you let this music, the Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, wash over you. And the idea is that it enables you to let go of the past, let go of things that you're hanging on to. And the meditation technique to be used would be to, on every in-breath, have the concept of allowing, and on every out-breath, the releasing of this old energy, this negative energy that we tend to cling to. And Bashar and Esther Hicks, who channels the soul energy from the soul group Abraham, both conclude that the universe is trying to give us everything we want. And the reason we might not get what we want is we need to be a perfect match or exact match for what it is we intend to manifest. And similarly, they also say that we tend to try to hold on to things. It's kind of like these sorrows and hurts that we have ever since childhood. Some of these things we cling to and kind of hold them in our emotional dungeons, as they say. And this music is clearly a very easy and pleasant way to allow all those old negative things we're hung up on to kind of wash away. And it also reminds me of this whole concept of, you know, belief creates, thought creates, that you have to be an emotional match or a frequency match for anything that you experience. And I know for many of us, manifesting money is certainly a topic of interest. And one of the things that I noted in going through my own, let's say, inventory of mental beliefs and thoughts, that when you're looking to manifest money, you need to have that frequency of it already has happened. You need to be in the emotional state and a perfect frequency match for that frequency if you're going to manifest it. And this is tricky business, especially when you consider that you can't have any incongruent energy. And even the awareness that you don't have it is an incongruent energy. And that's when you might want to ponder a little bit when you're on the topic of reality creation and you're trying to bring more of that green stuff into your life. And I really thank Bashar for making public this information about the Beethoven Seventh Symphony. And by the way, this is the kind of thing that you want to be playing near your water sources. Personally, I use a Berkey filter with that tries to give you as pure water as possible. And I try to put yantras and mantras around the music, and certainly playing Bach and Beethoven music around the water has been proven to change the molecular structure of water. And if you don't know about Masaru Emoto by now, E-M-O-T-O, check out The Power of Water. And you can see right online pictures that he takes of water molecules when positive emotional energy is put into water, and how these water molecules actually change into ugly shapes when exposed to negative energy. And if you think about, wow, the whole body is, you know, about 70, 75% water, every time we're having those types of thoughts and energies, that's what we're doing to our own waters. So definitely something to think about in terms of making your water the best it can be. Now, continuing on our saga here of the some of the information around music, in the Greek epic, tetrachords, two groups of four notes each, created nodes and modes which resembled our scales. And these modes characterized personalities. And the modes were even named after people who preferred its mood. And according to Steiner, musical system enabled spiritual energy to descend to a greater extent so mankind could see the world primarily through a physical body. And many languages became extinct over the ages, releasing their special sounds from human consciousness. And Sanskrit, Latin, and ancient Hebrew are a few, reflecting the lost sounds of former civilizations. And some believe that as civilization changes, so do their languages, in subtle ways, bringing about mentally and emotionally and physically alterations in societies. And in ancient Greek times, for example, children were not exposed to vowel sounds, as the associated energies were considered too stimulating during people's formative years. And many languages, in fact, left out vowel sounds. Now, as mankind journeyed on his experiment with duality, becoming more and more separate from God, not only has passing eras music vanished, but sounds have been extracted from ancient languages as well. Extinct languages are no longer being heard and affecting us. It is no wonder that some high masons are in Latin, creating a holy feeling even though no one understands the words. Now, control of music started to shift actually to the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. And initially adopting the Greek modes, they later dropped all but two, renaming them major and minor. And music prior to this period was a series of ongoing tones. And an amen was added to the end of Gregorian chants and church liturgy, creating the concept of a beginning and ending in a song. Although I recently saw a program which actually brought up the point that amen or amen actually turns out to be an Anunnaki god. So they kind of slipped one in on the Christians there on that one. Now, earlier writings suggest that the sound of the first and third notes of a scale sounded together so harmonious today was shrill and hard to listen to. And as the Middle Ages progressed, the third became a staple of harmony, and chords using the 1-3-5 notes of the scale flourished. And in more recent example, the jazz sound introduced a chord with the seventh note of the scale added and was considered to be outrageous, scandalous, and the music of the devil at one time. But today jazz is not considered sinful or even racy, but is relegated to soothing elevator music. But this suggests that populations get used to new sounds and in essence, harmonize with them. Esoteric writing suggests that such harmonization and transitional music affects people's consciousness and experiences. Now, at the turn of the century, esoteric writing insists that the Renaissance music pulled the population out of the Dark Ages by introducing the perfection of chords, harmonies, and mathematical patterns. And the early ornamental classical music inspired the excessively decorated architecture and dress of the time. And one mystic writer revealed a concern about cold-hearted people hiding behind elaborate decoration. Hence, Beethoven was overlit to create sound-healing music that enabled the music to feel compassion and allowed the masses to feel compassion. And according to the writing, charities in Europe were recorded only after people heard the music of Beethoven. And during the Renaissance, people chose music for the first time as musicians made a living from public performances, and songs changed in a key to accommodate singers' vocal ranges. And as a result, today's equal temperament tuning system was created to allow easy transition between musical keys. And some liken this scale to oral caffeine, saying it influenced the modern hemisphere to spur industrialization and modernization. They're saying basically that music inspired in the Western Hemisphere the whole industrial age and modernization. And in contrast, that the Eastern Hemisphere played the older mathematical scales with consonant sounds and developed meditation practices. Now popular music is becoming worldwide, so there is less cultural differences. And popular music styles are changing rapidly from swing tunes to jazz to rock and roll to heavy metal and on to rap. And that's in just 60 years. And at this time, the changes in our society have also been immense. 60 years ago, it was novel to see color TV. Now, fax machines and cell phones and computer games have revolutionized our world. And once again, the sonic vibrating changes precede the physical ones. And melodies sport sequential notes, displaying a system of twos. And rap music sounds a rhythmic series of the same note, a musical system of ones. So in conclusion, musical systems throughout the ages reveal a pattern of frequencies becoming closer together as civilizations learn various lessons. And when a musical style stopped, the culture transitioned and was rebirthed with new music. Throughout the ages, man experimented into matter and duality as the music descended, changed styles, and the space between the neighboring notes decreased from 9 of our notes to only 1. Now, often people have said that time is speeding up, but, often I've wondered exactly what that means. After all, an hour still takes 60 seconds. However, looking at the span of times that I've just talked about and described, then the Atlantean civilization's frequency bandwidth lasted 50,000 years, according to sparse records. And the Persian Empire and the ancient Egyptian experienced the next frequency bandwidth for about 10,000 years, and the Chinese epoch lasted thousands of years as well. And the ancient Greeks and Roman empires were, less time, and the Middle Ages less still, about 1,500 years. And the Renaissance lasted several hundred years, and hundreds of years later, the emergence of rap music, and representing the music of one interval, and the passage of new transformations in civilization has sped up. If listening to frequencies closer together precedes separation from God, then reversing this process facilitates the evolution and the journey back to the divine. And it should be a rapid journey, because listening to the ancient musical patterns may expose our consciousnesses and spirituality, and perhaps leading to the musical awareness, including that of the divine. And it certainly doesn't surprise me that we've been going down and down and down with respect to the effect of music on our consciousness and the masses. And Jill Mattison, that's Mattison, actually also has a CD, and that's a free one that's out on the YouTube, and it's called Stardust. And it has the tones of the stars twinkling in it, and the tones of the planets moving in orbit are reproduced with special tuning forks. And this is one I would highly recommend you give a listen to. So that's Jill Mattison, her CD Stardust on YouTube. And my friend John in Boston has a nice contribution to make to tonight's show. And he's a musician and also deals with some interesting experiments with respect to frequency. And according to John, the most powerful frequency is an interval of a fifth. For example, you can sing a major scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and you can take do, or whatever note you start with, as the one, and the next note you sing in your mind or aloud is the fifth, or sol. Just do that throughout the day and sing an affirmation like, first note, money comes, fifth note, to me. Or first, everybody, fifth note, prospers me. The intervals are setting that affirmation in place. And you can use the root and fifth, and you can sing something like, I intend to have fifth, all the money I desire. So something like the first note would be, I intend to have, and with the fifth note, all the money I desire. So you can create your own little song however you please. And this would also, to my way of thinking, be a very powerful tool with respect to reality creation. And it also turns out, when we're talking about frequencies, some of this information now comes from actually a book by Jill Mattison called The Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing. And Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing, if you follow up at her main website, you can actually get a free download of this particular book. And in it, she describes an amazing guy, Royal Rife, a doctor in the early 1900s who used frequencies to heal. And he measured the frequency of cancer cells and exposed them to the opposite frequency to simplify. And this idea... you kind of think of this example. If the cancer cell was a plus 10 frequency, then he exposed the cell to a minus 10 frequency. And the two opposite frequencies canceled each other out when they combined. And she notes that Royal Rife cured 800 out of 800 cancer patients. I guess somebody must have forgot to check out all his work there when we're spending billions every year to find that cure. Interesting that one of the most extraordinary instruments for healing is your own voice. Your voice can change the vibrations of your body, brain, and chakras. The method of using your voice for stress reduction and healing is called toning. And this term goes back to the 14th century, and even the ancient Egyptians used the voice for healing. And when one tones, he sings extended vowel sounds. And this has a profound effect on your body and your chakras. And the following sounds are related to the various seven chakras in the body. As in cup, is for the root chakra. U as in you for the sacral chakra. O as in go for the navel chakra. A as in ma for the heart chakra. I as in I am for the throat chakra. A as in say for the third eye. And E as in see for the crown chakra. And clearly in Tibetan medicine, there were three variables. Number one, the healer's belief in his healing. Two, the reciprocant's belief in the healer. And three, the karma between the two. And I'd also like to note that Horowitz and Puglio revealed that solfeggio tones were an ancient scale which they claimed vibrates the exact frequencies to transform spirit to matter and matter to spirit. They also wrote that the solfeggio tones are capable of spiritually inspiring humankind to be more godlike, and that the removal of these frequencies from our musical scale produced changes in conceptual thought, further distancing humanity from God. And Horowitz and Puglio pointed out that these ancient scales were Gregorian chants that have been removed from the records of the Catholic Church. And the benefits of the six frequencies of the solfeggio scale, ut, which is spelled U-T, turns grief into joy. It's at 396 hertz. The first solfeggio tone liberates energy in eliminating hidden blockages and conscious negative beliefs. So you can bet that in Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, we got a bit of that in there. In the re, R-E, it connects people to the source, and that's at 417 hertz. And the second tone helps people to change let's say in areas of change, like they need a job or they need a different place to live, but they don't have the energy or the ability to do so. So harmonizing with this frequency can increase your energy and help you in those areas. Me, M-I, helps to repair DNA, and it's at 538 hertz. The frequency of the third tone of the solfeggio brings transformation and miracles into our life. Fa connects people to spiritual family. That's at 639 hertz. And the frequency is the fourth solfeggio tone. It helps us create harmony in relationships. Sol, S-O-L, solves problems and increases intuition, and it's at 741 hertz, and this gives us the power of self-expression to be what we really are. La returns people to spiritual order at 852 hertz. The frequency of the sixth solfeggio tone links the mind, body, insight, and consciousness and spiritual evolution. So interesting information about some of these ancient chants. And I might also note that Paint Your Soul CD, this is to do with the solfeggio scale. And there's also a suggestion that you actually write the numbers or the signs of the solfeggio tones and fasten them to the bottom of a drinking glass or a pitcher of water, because as Masaru Emoto has shown, even writing words down, the water reflects the meaning of the words. Quite an interesting and amazing connection that he has found. And there's also, I'll give a little bit later in the program, a way that you can actually download for free some solfeggio tuning. And music makes you feel, and it interacts with your emotions, and everyone has snapped their fingers to a lively beat and relaxed to the soothing sound of the ocean. and we all experience sound waves interacting with our emotions. Sound waves don't isolate our emotions and ignore all the rest of the waves in our bodies. Sound waves interact with all the waves in close proximity, and that is simply science. Sound waves interact with our brain waves, taking them to alpha, beta, theta, and delta ranges. And how significant is this? When operating at certain brain waves, our bodies produce healthy chemicals and repair our bodies. At other brain waves, one can quit smoking with greater ease. In short, controlling a population's brain waves shapes their behavior and influences their health. Focusing on this presents a whole new way of looking at our world. And I would suggest the listener could listen in between the lines here. Sound can help us or harm us, and we must be aware of the power of sound for our own good. Sound can be used as a weapon and can slowly make a person sick. We are vulnerable if sound is used to control us, and this can be done without our knowledge, making us puppets. And how about our physical health? Does sound impact that? Well, researcher Sherry Edwards demonstrated that if she plays the frequency associated with the supplement niacin, then the listener's face flushes without taking the pill. This makes sense as we ingest sounds in our ears and skin. Perhaps sound interferes with neurotransmitters or other signals in the body. Sound is invasive. And with Sherry Edwards' free nanovoice.org software, and I'll repeat that, it's called Nano, N-A-N-O-V-O-I-C-E, nanovoice.org software. She has a fast Fourier transformer that breaks your voice into component pitches, letting you see how your voice component frequencies change after taking a pill or eating. And this strengthens the connection between what you eat and frequencies in our body's symphonies. Now, one might question why people haven't noticed that sound interacts subtly with matter. Sound waves are subtle energy with tiny influences. And we have to listen to the very same tone for a long time to notice its impact. In the meantime, we hear different sounds that can cancel each other out. Think of running water on a rock. Of course, the water runs off and the rock remains the same. The force of the water is minuscule compared to the strength of the rock. However, after gazing at the Grand Canyon, it becomes clear that the pliable water flow does change the rock. Slowly but surely, the water carves mountains. And so it is with the tiny waves of sound. Slowly but continually, they shape and mold us, just like the relentless impact of ocean waves that grind small pebbles into sand. The use of the sound and uplifting music imparts us and impacts us as well, far more than we ever dreamed. Right along with good nutrition is good music for a better tomorrow. They say that what we are is what we eat, but equally we are what we listen to. Assuming that sound waves intermingle with waves in our body, how do we know what kind of music to listen to? Music with rhythms that match a healthy heart rate improves our well-being because our heart matches the beat. Studies show that rock and heavy metal music exposure can kill a plant, while classical music stimulates the plant's growth. And even more intriguing is that recorded sounds of nature improve plant growth and actually more than classical music. So it also tells us that Mother Nature's lullabies are the best healing sounds for plants. Ancient people suspected this as they observed numeric patterns that repeatedly occur in nature, such as patterns found in a beehive, a seashell, or a galaxy. They observed Mother Nature's own signature and converted these numbers to music. They also listened to the sounds of the stars. Ancient music reflected numeric structures found in heaven and earth, and even their musical scales, upon which all music was played, incorporated nature's fingerprints. Ancient music was controlled by the governments to consistently maintain these beneficial patterns. And it is difficult to imagine this today with the great freedom that we enjoy to listen to anything we want. But this was not so in ancient times. For example, in ancient Egyptian art, there were no changes in any aspect of it during 3,000 years. Today, art changes day by day. Long ago, no creativity was tolerated. And this practice can be observed in stone art that has survived many years while the memorized or improvised music perished. However, ancient China's Department of Measurement regulated and policed the lengths of musical instruments to control the pitches the population heard. And this is evidence that music was controlled, just like art. Creativity was not acceptable in art or music, and in fact was considered dangerous, akin to our perception of terrorism today. Songs of many great civilizations warn of danger when new vibratory patterns, called music, are heard by its citizens, and they strive to preserve their blessed sonic patterns, copying nature and the stars that uplifted and stabilized their citizens. And some musicians today are replicating ancient techniques to tune to the vibratory patterns found in nature. And Jill Madison is one that has been utilizing these ancient practices in her music, and by incorporating the Fibonacci, solfeggio, flower frequencies, and star tones and elements into her music. And I would highly suggest that you take a look at Jill's website. And that's at Jill's Wings of Light. And in her book, she also gives some information concerning intervals, that sound waves are energy, and when two or more interact, they change each other. And when the brain receives tones that are presented close to the ears, as when you wear headphones, the brain can only hear one tone at a time. If you play a different tone into each ear with headphones, then the brain combines and averages both tones, and you hear a pulsing sound, which is the average of the two tones. And what is thrilling about this is that you have just introduced whole brain functioning. Both your right and left brain hemispheres are working together, processing this information. And regular use of whole brain functioning has been shown to enhance intelligence. And studies also suggest that the phenomenon makes your brain more nimble and flexible and reduces mental decline. Certain intervals impact our states of consciousness and produce different feelings. For example, a major fifth interval produces a harmonious spiritual feeling, while a major seventh interval produces a melody emotion, a moody emotion, and a minor third creates a melancholy feel. So amazingly, different sound intervals create unique feelings and moods. Techniques employing sound intervals have shown impressive results in relieving depression and other negative emotions such as loneliness, pity, and anger. And it's interesting that the syllables used to denote the tones were taken from the first stanza of the hymn to St. John the Baptist. That's, we're talking now about the syllables used to denote the tones of the solfeggio scale. And the literal translation from Latin is, and I quote, "In order that the slaves might resonate the miracles of your creation with use of sound expanded vocal cords, and wash the guilt from your polluted lip." In other words, so people could live together in peace and communicate in harmony about the miracles in their lives and how God blessed them to produce this magic in people's true, unpolluted spiritual natures, and that required revelation. So that's kind of a literal translation of this first stanza of the hymn to St. John the Baptist. And the above text that we talked, I talked about there suggests that the Saveggio notes open up a channel of communication with the divine. And I can suggest that you can go to www.solfeggio.com. And there you can get some free downloads of the Solfeggio scale. And also, you can also find at that site a program, and they walk you through it. It's called Audacity. And this program called Audacity actually converts 440 hertz to 432 hertz. And actually, that's at consciousmatrix.com, consciousmatrix.com. And I guess the reason for this is that all our new music is actually slightly off pitch, so that we're actually getting kind of a static in all the music that we hear in the modern society, and that it's vibrating at 440 hertz, and this can be converted through this program. So if you've got a CD and you want to convert it to 432, that's where to go and get it done for free. I should also mention that my friend Earl B. Hall has had some channeling with Archangel Metatron, and this has resulted in the Archangel Metatron's sound healing CDs, and that's frequency DNA activation. And the best place to find him and his information is at the Atlantis Healing and Ascension. That's Earl B. Hall, Atlantis Healing and Ascension, if you're interested in Metatron's channeled sound healing CDs and frequency DNA activation. And certainly it would be not in keeping with ET Yoga to not put a ET Yoga spin on a lot of this information that I've talked about this evening concerning sound and frequencies. And I'm going to talk about now mantras. And of course, at the top of the show, we do the Hari Om mantra. Well, connect that particular frequency with the following information. Om is the first and foremost of all mantras. Om is the sound of cosmic energy and contains all the sounds in itself. The spiritual efficacy of Om is heard not by the ears, but by the heart. It surcharges the innermost being of a man with vibrations of the highest reality. All galaxies, including ours, are rotating, and the sound they make is Om. The anuswaram, or the nasal sound, humming, boosts the production of nitric oxide in the body. And this was known to the Indians, Native Indians, and documented more than 7,000 years ago. And Om opens up quantum tunneling where the wormholes do not have a restriction of speed of light. The secrets of this universe are contained in energy, frequency, and vibration. And if you make the sound of Om in front of a drop of liquid, it will transform itself into a Sri Yantra, which is a very specific visual form, which is symmetrical and also holographic, in that every bit of it contains all of it. And I would highly suggest that on your computers you could Google search the Sri Yantra. That's S-R-I Yantra. Y-A-N-T-R-A, Yantra. Yantras are like mantras, only visual. So with some people, I think, are more drawn to doing mantras. There are people that are very visually oriented who love doing the yantras. And the Sri Yantra is called the King of Yantras. And I also remember that Sri Swami Satchitananda used to wear a medallion of the Sri Yantra. And this three yantra was revealed actually to Maharishis with 12-strand DNA and king-sized pineal glands more than 8,000 BC. Sanskrit mantras have precise golden ratio of 1.618 sound harmonics, and that's Fibonacci, and the Sri Yantra is included. And in digital mathematical and geometrical precision, and Sri Yantra is based on that ratio. The cymatics of Om is the Sri Yantra, whose angle is also used to construct the Egyptian pyramids. And all Bij mantras end with the Anuswaram, which produces nitric acid, which is a molecule that our body produces to help its 50 trillion cells communicate with each other by transmitting signals throughout the entire body. People with diabetes usually have lower levels of nitric acid than those without diabetes. And considering the number of people that are now coming down with diabetes, that's pretty relevant to them. Sufficient amounts of nitric acid in blood controls blood pressure. And when the human body reaches the age of 27 years, the secretion of nitric oxide is at its peak. And as you get older, the production of nitric acids in the human body declines gradually, and more from about the age 42 onwards. And interesting to note that Viagra also works due to its action on nitric oxide. It's also understood that certain mantras and prayers, such as the chanting of the spiritual names of God, bring to one the transcendental vibration of the spiritual world from where it comes. And this means it is like a conductor bringing the spiritual energy and frequencies that come from the transcendental strata. And one of the classic mantras for this use is the Hare Krishna mantra. And you probably heard that one, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so if you're interested in doing that mantra, of course, I'm moving along fairly quickly here on the ET Yoga program, but if you're interested in doing that, you can always go back to the archives to learn that one. And actually, experiments have already been performed that show the changes in those who regularly use this mantra. And actually, results show that regular chanting of this mantra for 25 minutes a day reduces stress and depression and helps reduce bad habits and addictions. And these results formed a PhD thesis at Florida State University. Pretty amazing stuff, actually, and also shows the real power that's in frequency and sound. And I've mentioned many times that for people that are very busy, even listening to the ET Yoga show when it's on every 2 weeks, you can always pay particular attention to the in the opening where we do the Hari Om Japa mantra chanting. And certainly chanting the names of God or higher dimensional beings certainly has a beneficial effect on us humans. And a couple weeks from now, when we do the next ET Yoga show, we're going to go into lots of talking about the yoga aspect of this whole science of raising consciousness, because yoga is clearly an amazing system of breathing techniques with meditation and sound and a lot more than meets the eye, for sure. And certainly at the end of all the ET Yoga programs, I'd certainly like to wish everyone my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'll now close the show with the Bashar XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. and now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.